Translation. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others who have but a poor fund of knowledge must endure the cycle of repeated birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. Purport. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father and inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. One who worships him by sacrificing his life, money, intelligence, and words for the Sankirtan movement is recognized by the Lord and endowed with his blessings. All others may be said to be foolish, for of all sacrifices in which a man may apply his energy, a sacrifice made for the Sankirtan movement is the most glorious. So I'm just going to repeat the two verses together because they're connected. So this is 77 again. Translation. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. One who worships him through Sankirtan is most fortunate indeed. And then text 78, translation. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others who have but a poor fund of knowledge must endure the cycle of repeated birth and death. And of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshusum Meditam Jaina Tasme Shri Guru Venama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapitantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyavacha Paditanam Papavendibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namunamaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a very, it's quite a short purport, only six or seven lines. But it's very powerful in its meaning. You can't really misunderstand what Prabhupada is trying to say here. In other words, what is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, and how are we meant to apply the process, and what process are we meant to apply? It clearly says here. Lord Chaitanya is initiator of the Sankirtan movement, the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And anyone who plays any part in the Sankirtan movement in any which way is, according to this verse, very fortunate indeed. So I think it's safe to say that you are all very fortunate. But then those who are not a part of the Sankirtan or not utilizing their energy according to this verse, then they must endure the repeated cycle of birth and death. Yeah. I mean, there are so many sacrifices people are actually making in the material world. Yeah. The Kamis, the Gyanis, the Yogis. Everyone is doing something, sacrificing something, right? Kamis are sacrificing their time and energy. And who they're doing it for? They're doing it for their family, they're doing it for their nation, their country. They're working very hard in this way. Actually, I was only in books just yesterday, and I approached one man in his van, and I presented him a book. And immediately he said, I don't have time to read. He said, you know, I said, I'm working so hard, 7 days a week. He said, I barely get home at the end of the day to have a shower, I take rest, and then the next day I'm doing the same thing over and over again. And he was a builder because he had muddy boots, he was in his van, and had a hamburger in his hand. And so I said to him, I said, well, one day it's going to be too late. Anyway, he never took a book anyway, so he just wasn't interested. So you know when someone's not interested, then you move on to the next person. But this is just an example of Well, I said Kamis, but these people are actually Vikamis because they have no Vedic principles at all by sacrificing so much energy. And then again, he's sacrificing their intelligence, trying to understand the Supreme through that. And the same with the yogis, he's sacrificing. But only the devotees are situated in the correct position, because they are sacrificing all their time and energy in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Because in this age, this is the only process. Harinam Sankirtan, or Nama Sankirtan. And Sankirtan here is translated as chanting the holy name of the Lord. That's the translation of Sankirtan, or congregational chanting. But then anything we do within this movement which facilitates that is also Sankirtan, because Sankirtan is also preaching. In other words, giving Krishna to other people. And there's many ways of preaching. I think Shruti mentioned earlier that even Pujari is doing service, and it's all to do with consciousness at the end of the day. If he's thinking, well, I'm dressing Krishna really nicely so people can come to the temple and then they will be inspired to return, then he's fully part of the Sankirtan movement, although he may not be physically going out and preaching. Or someone's in the kitchen, they're making some very nice prasadam, thinking that when people come here, they think, wow, what is this prasadam? This is amazing. And so many people have been inspired just by eating prasadam. Then that is part of the Sankirtan movement as well, that is preaching. But then having said that, we also have to do the Yuga Dharma, which is chanting Hare Krishna, which everyone has to do. That's what Prabhupada emphasized very strongly, that we have to, it doesn't matter what service you're doing, we all have to finish our 16 rounds, because this is the Yuga Dharma. It's chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this is actually the only process in Kali Yuga. And of course, every other service is necessary as well. We have to do some service. Because we're not on a platform where we can just sit down and chant all day. And Lord Chaitanya, he also wants the Sankirtan movement to increase. Because this is one of the main reasons why he came. Actually, Lord Chaitanya comes to two incarnations in Kali Yuga. Do anybody know what the two incarnations are? Kali Yuga? Anybody? Yeah. Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatara. Nama Hoiti Hoyasava Jagat Nishtara. In this age of Kali, Krishna descends incarnation of his holy name, the Maha Mantra. And it said that if anyone associates with him in that form, then he will achieve perfection in this life. And then, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, and he is giving himself in the form of the holy name for everyone. So if you want to be recognized by Krishna, was it Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, don't try to see Krishna, act in such a way that God will see you. So Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the verse, one who worships him by sacrificing his life, money, intelligence, and words for the Sankirtan movement is recognized by the Lord and endowed with his blessings. So this is the way that we can be recognized by Krishna. Because in the material world, everyone wants to be recognized by something, right? They want to leave a legacy. Quite often when you go to towns, certain towns, you see statues of people, right? In Winchester, there's a statue of some military personality with a sword. So they're thinking, well, this person needs to be recognized, you know, by society. So then they put a statue of him in the town, and then the pigeons come over, fly over and pass stool on his head. Or he might take birth as a pigeon and pass stool on his own head. So but this is all temporary. The real, if you want to leave a legacy, the real legacy you could leave is to do something for Krishna. I mean, the prime example is Srila Prabhupada. We sing every morning, may your fame be spread all over the three worlds. Or sometimes you can translate it as, your fame is spread all over the three worlds. Why? Because what Srila Prabhupada did, no other person on this planet has ever done in the history, and will they ever do. And Srila Prabhupada's name or legacy will be glorified for the next 10,000 years to come, at least for the next 10,000 years. And not just on this planet. The three worlds are glorifying Srila Prabhupada, which means even the demigods, they recognize the position of a pure devotee. And in which case, they also want to take birth in the Sankirtan mission. Because the Sankirtan mission is the only thing that can stop the repeated cycle of birth and death, nothing else. Yeah. So actually in Kali Yuga, people are actually quite fortunate, it's mentioned. Even though there's a verse in the Bhagavatam where it says they're very unfortunate, always lazy, misguided and disturbed. But there's one good fortune in Kali Yuga which hasn't been in any other yugas, and that is, it is very easy to achieve prema. This is the main reason Lord Chaitanya came, to give prema. He hasn't come for any other purpose. He's actually not even interested in sending us to Vaikuntha. What to speak of impersonal liberation? Lord Chaitanya is not interested. He just wants to give prema to everyone. And it's very easy. It's easy to the simple people. But those who are complicated, it's very difficult. And you can see Lord Chaitanya's mood. It is, he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness to everyone. He didn't want to just keep it for a select few people. And he showed this by, when he was traveling through Jarakanda forest, and there he even got the animals to chant, and the birds, the tigers, the bears, the monkeys, and even the non-moving living entities benefit by the Sankirtan movement. When we go out and chant, it's very powerful. So in this way, everyone is benefiting. So Srila Prabhupada stresses very, very highly the importance of his books as well. I was reading the verse out there, the very nice advertisement done over there, where Prabhupada says, our books are the most, one of the most important things in our society. This is why I'm stressing so highly. And I'm working so hard. Because this is my life and soul, the instruction of my spiritual master. It's there in the verse. This is actually very... So why was this very dear to Srila Prabhupada? His books. Of course, Lord Chaitanya came and he inaugurated the Sankirtan movement through chanting Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra. And there's japa, we chant, we have our own personal japa, and then better than that is Nam Sankirtan, where congregational chanting is more powerful, Prabhupada said. Because there's less chance of falling asleep, and we're also benefiting the rest of the world. But what's very important is the books as well. In one sense, even more important, Prabhupada said. Because the books have two two very important ways. Well, there's many important, but I can name two. One is reading the books. Two is distributing them, because by people need to come to the temples, and the books are a lot of times the first contact people get for Krishna consciousness. So once they've come to the temple, they have to read the books to stay devotees. So you become a devotee through the book, and then you need the book to remain a devotee. So that's why the books are so important, not just for distribution, but also for reading ourselves, so that we can remain devotees and practice and follow the process and achieve the result, the topmost result. So like I said earlier, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness to the masses, not just to a select few. Yeah. So that's why this spreading Krishna consciousness is very important, especially transcendental books. Because how else do you reach the masses? Through the Brihat Mridanga. This is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also stressed to Srila Prabhupada so much. That over and over again, if you ever get any money, print books, I want you to translate books in the English-speaking language. Constantly saying that over and over again. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was very pleased, even when one of his disciples went out and distributed one magazine, just for a few paisa. He would say, "This is very good, you're a very good boy. I'm very pleased with you." You know? But of course, he wanted it. His vision was very broad. He was very broad-minded. Just like Srila Prabhupada's vision was very broad and is very broad. Yeah. Prabhupada said, I built a house in which the whole world can live in. The whole world. Once a reporter, I was listening to a lecture or a tape recently, and a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, "How many members do you have in your movement?" And Prabhupada said, "We have thousands all over the world." But then he paused for a couple of seconds. And then he said, "Well, actually, my books are out there and people are reading." So according to Prabhupada's vision, anyone that has one of his books is actually a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. Because it's just a matter of time. Yeah. Just a matter of time before they actually pick the book up and read it. And it may not necessarily be in this lifetime. That was another, Prabhupada's vision was very long term, it wasn't just short term. If it's not in this lifetime, then maybe the next lifetime people will take up Krishna consciousness, or the lifetime after that, or the lifetime after that, until they actually reach Krishna's lotus feet. This is the vision of a pure devotee like Prabhupada. To stop the cycle of repeated birth and death. Yeah. Brahmanda Gohini Bhagivan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Yeah, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one can stop this repeated cycle of birth and death. So Prabhupada's vision was very broad. He wanted the whole world to come to this movement. Yeah. It is for everyone. So there's many people out there actually that are actually, because sometimes we may judge how the movement is doing by how many people come to the temple or how many bhaktas there are in a bhakta program. But actually that's not necessarily true or the right way to judge how ISKCON is doing, because like Srila Prabhupada said, there's many people out there who have the books and they are actually reading. And I think Shruti mentioned that since ISKCON started, 500 million books have been distributed. But actually, I looked on the internet, I checked, and actually it's 1 billion. 1 billion books have been distributed. And it's actually said that every one person that gets a book, from that person's circle of friends and relatives, 5 people will read the book. So if you calculate, that's 5 billion people that have potentially read just from that person's circle of friends and relatives. That's not to speak of who else has actually read that book. So you're talking, you could easily calculate it to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 billion, you know? I don't know how many, what's the population on the planet? You know? Huh? 8 billion, yeah? Yeah. So, 7, yeah? So, you know, it's pretty close. We're getting to the point where could be everyone on the planet has read one of Prabhupada's books, but still a lot of way, still a long way to go. But that's a big number. And all those people are potential members of ISKCON. It's just a matter of time, that's all. It will happen for the next 10,000 years. So this is why Srila Prabhupada stressed so importantly, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta on the books, to distribute and to also read and study. Because like I mentioned, the Sankirtan movement is broad. There's so many different activities you can do. But first of all, you have to bring people. You have to give them that first contact. You have to plant the seed within their heart. And for most of us, the first contact was Prabhupada's books. Even with myself, I was brought up in the movement more or less. But I can tell you, honestly, my spiritual life didn't begin until I picked up one of Prabhupada's books and started reading it. And I was about 18, 19 at that time. And I couldn't put it down. It was a Bhagavatam. And that was it. Never looked back since. And even though I'd been coming to the temple since I was a kid, like a lot of people do, especially from the Hindu community, your spiritual life will not begin until you actually pick up one of Prabhupada's books and read them. I can honestly say that. That's how powerful Srila Prabhupada is. And Srila Prabhupada actually influences people's lives just as much now as he did when physically he was here. So if you want to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, then somehow preach, give Krishna consciousness to others. Krishna Vanam Twisha Krishnam Sangopangashto Pasadam Yagya Sankirtana Praya Janti Hisamedasa. This is a famous verse everyone knows. So Lord Chaitanya has come in this age of Kali. Krishna Vanam Twisha, Krishna Sango Ango Pangashtra, with his associates, his servitors, and his ashtras, his weapons. And what are his weapons? Anybody know? What's his weapons? Huh? The Maha Mantra, yeah? Yeah, and his beauty. So he's, through the Maha Mantra, he's attracting the living entities to him. Two things. Very important. So once people actually come in contact, obviously the main point of the books is to get them to chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. Actually, I've got a very nice Sankirtan story. I mentioned it when on Prabhupada's disappearance day. But I'll say it again because this incident actually, it just shows how powerful the process is, and also Srila Prabhupada. I met a girl who was distributing books in a town. I presented her with the book, and immediately she pointed to the back of the book, to the picture of Prabhupada, and she said, "I know that man." She said, "I dreamt of him last night." And then I understood that she's already got a book. I thought, okay, got a book. And then she said, he was very tall personality. But we know Prabhupada wasn't tall. He was quite small, very small. But she could obviously appreciate Srila Prabhupada's spiritual potency. Because when he entered the room, Prabhupada was actually seemed quite tall with his spiritual shakti. So she could appreciate this in a dream. And then she said, he touched me on the chin. Just like a... You know, Prabhupada was never your typical blessings type of guru, you know. Blessings, blessings. He would, you know, pull the seekers of his disciples. And but Prabhupada's blessings came in different ways. We know. So he touched her on the chin like a you do to a child, you know. And she said, soon after the dream, I started chanting the Maha Mantra. But she said, there's a problem. She said, whenever I chant, I can't stop laughing uncontrollably. But I just said, I didn't know what to say, so I just said, oh, it's okay, it's normal, don't worry. Because at this time, she'd actually stopped chanting. Because she was worried, she was saying, what is this voodoo mantra? What is it? It's magic, it's casting a spell on me, I'm worried, what is it? Seriously, she said this. So I had to say something. In my mind, I was thinking, well, you should come to the temple and you'll see some real crazy things. If you think this is unbelievable. But anyway, so I encouraged her. I said, it's okay. I said, it's because you're feeling some relief from your material stress. Because quite often people do. When they first, and even we experience, devotees experience a lot, when you first start chanting, either you feel like crying or you feel like laughing because you're feeling so much pleasure, and that pleasure is because you're feeling so much relief from your suffering from the material world. And it's the first time you're coming in contact with the Maha Mantra. Anyway, so I just encouraged her like that. But this is just one example, but I'm sure there is like hundreds and hundreds of or thousands of examples from all over the world where people have come in contact for the first time with the Maha Mantra or Krishna consciousness. There's so many stories. And you can see how when you go out and preach, or you preach in whichever way, you see how Krishna works on people. We were traveling once, many years ago, in a van. It was me, Sri Dharma, and Bhakta Matthew. He's still around somewhere in Somerset now. And it was night time, and we was in the van. We had this Toba van, and it had been raining quite a lot. And we were in a rush to get to the next spot, and Bhakta Matthew was driving, and the van jumped off of the road onto this grass verge, and because it had been raining, the van immediately just got stuck. It started sinking. Me and Shudan were just giving him the sauce, you know. But so what to do? You're in the middle of nowhere. So I thought, okay, I'll get out of the van. We had no phone yet. We didn't have mobile phones at that time. Don't you? So I thought, okay, I'll try to knock on someone's door and ask them for some help. So I knocked on one man's door. And immediately I said, well, listen, we're just down there. We're monks, traveling monks, and we just got stuck. Can you help us? So immediately he didn't even say anything. Immediately he just came out of the house with a shovel. And he just started digging. I was amazed. And also his wife came out as well. And I was just standing there. I wasn't, because I had no shovel. I couldn't do anything. I was just watching. And he was just digging. It was amazing. And then at the end, to thank him, we thought we'd give him a book. It was a Bhagavatam second canto. It was distributing at that time. And he said, I already have the first canto. So you can see how Krishna works, you know. I mean, he's smashing our ego also. He's teaching us a lesson, you know. Drive carefully, behave yourself. And at the same time, he's doing it in such a way that he's also giving Krishna consciousness to someone else. And then we had some, we had a loaf of bread from the kitchen here we gave to his wife. She was happy. And there's many, you know, like I said, there's many stories how people's lives have been touched somehow. Yeah. Recently there was a devotee here, and he was saying, oh, there's going to be a war. There's going to be a war. And I said, listen, I've been hearing this ever since I was a kid. Because devotees can get into this, you know, the Third World War scenario, everything's going to be finished. Have you heard that? Yeah? I'm not going to mention his name. He's actually a Prabhupada disciple. But he comes and goes. I said, I'm not interested, you know. And then, I told this to Dhananjaya Prabhu. Because at that time in the 80s, there was tension between the Soviet Union and America. It was called the Cold War. I don't know if you younger people, you probably weren't around those times, but it was pretty intense, the older generation though. There was always a threat of nuclear war. And even in schools, they would give us lessons. If a bomb comes, hide under the table. Or build a nuclear bomb shelter with a mattress and some doors. Take the doors off the hinges, and that's going to save you, isn't it, from a nuclear bomb? Right. So I know what it's like to be in that situation. Constantly being under the threat of being blown to smithereens. So I told this to Dhananjaya Prabhu, and he said, they asked Prabhupada about the war, about the Third World War. Prabhupada said, if we distribute enough books in the Soviet Union, then everything will change. And actually, he said, if we distribute 1 million books in the Soviet Union, then everything will change. And we didn't distribute 1 million, we distributed 5 million, because Hare Krishna smuggled 5 million books into the Soviet Union. And everything did change, because Prabhupada predicted it. The Iron Curtain came down, the wall between East and West Germany was destroyed. They took it down. And this wasn't a coincidence. It didn't just happen because of some political maneuver. This was actually all because of the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And all the books that have been distributed in the world, especially in the Soviet Union. This is how powerful the Chaitanya Sankirtan movement is. There actually would have been a world war many, many years ago if it wasn't Prabhupada said, if it wasn't for the Sankirtan movement, Lord Chaitanya. Even the aliens would have invaded. I just want to read this letter from Srila Prabhupada to one of his disciples. He says, yes, we shall base our preaching work on Lord Chaitanya's formula, Sankirtan. After all, he is God, and if he recommends, what is a question of failure? That is not possible. If we simply stick to this program as I have done since the beginning, namely kirtan, preaching, kirtan, distribution of prasadam, if you do like this only, that will be sufficient. Of course, you may make the kirtan as nice as possible with dancing, many cartels, conches, etc. And if you preach sincerely, anyone will listen and become convinced. The potency of Krishna consciousness movement does not come from some outward showing. No, it is the transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna mantra and the words of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, like that. So now go on and develop the things in this spirit. That will be nice. We are not interested to attract millions of men to see some show. Better we attract one sincere soul to join us in ecstatic chanting and hearing. That will be the real value. And distribute books as many as possible. If anyone hears something, philosophy from us, that will help him. But if he purchases one book, that may turn his life. So selling books is the best preaching activity. Sell books, hold the kirtan in public places like schools and colleges. Preach it. If you practice these things and try to improve them more and more, simply by your practicing sincerely, that simple program will please Krishna the most, and you will see that very soon. Pretty powerful words there, yeah? But it just, I mean, what I get from this is purity is the force, you know? Which means, purity means that you have to simply depend on the instructions of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, and not by our own mundane, or try to change it in certain ways, you know? Because ultimately, people have to come to the point of chanting Hare Krishna. You know, we may have so many other formulas, like maybe hold a yoga retreat or this or that. But sometimes I see the people, they come, but like I was chanting in Prabhupada's room and these women were coming and practicing yoga, meditating. And some of them become from quite some time because they're familiar faces. One of us actually doing the exercises, you know. But unless they actually take up Hare Krishna chanting, then we can question what is that actually the method that Prabhupada wanted us to preach in, you know. Or we hold a debate, a pointless debate or whatever. But, you know, the formula is given very clearly. Distribute books, prasadam, preach, kirtan, these things will attract people and they will keep people as well. And then, you know, according to this verse, Krishna will recognize us and we'll become very dear to Krishna in this way. And then our own spiritual life will also develop and increase. Because the more you give Krishna, the more Krishna will come to us as well, like this. So anyway, December's Christmas marathon time, so everyone's out. It's funny, it always gets cold just before the marathon. The temperatures just plummet. I was out yesterday and I couldn't stay out more than an hour before going back to the car. It was too cold. But, you know, I distributed one book. But it was, I met a nice lady. And I'm sure just doing that one book is pleasing to Krishna. But there are devotees that are doing 100 books a day, you know, Nanda Chaitanya. So whatever you do, whether it's a little or a lot, then that will be pleasing to Krishna. It's the consciousness we do it in. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?